the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lynn Jr. Mark Davila.
And this is Pop Clips.
You say it the exact same way every fucking week, man. Change it
so
up a little.
So did Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs, Mark.
That is true.
I'm Barbara Walters. And this is Hugh Downs.
I mean, well, you can't really change
and
up
this
what...
This is 2020.
You can't change up what your name is.
I always wait for the special report by John Stossel. He was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was always pissed off in like, you know...
Well,
I gotcha, journalism.
There was a wrong he had to right.
Yeah.
And he had that awesome mustache. Like back in the days where, you know, you had like Tom Selleck with his mustache.
It was the era of mustaches.
A nice, thick mustache. Like, if I spilt my my milk, he'll just get down there and mop it up with that stash.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're drinking milk, but okay.
I can't drink milk.
You're lactose
intolerant. I wasn't lactose intolerant back then.
Maybe you're not lactose intolerant.
It didn't develop until, until I was 16, 17.
Starting out is a Virginia State delegate, Joe Morris. He was recently charged with 4 felonies related to a sexual relationship he allegedly carried out with his 17-year-old receptionist. How do you get a job as a receptionist at 17? Law office.
What's the age of consent where he lives, man?
I don't know.
What's a big fucking deal? I mean, if the age of consent is 18, then fine. I mean, in New York State, it's 17, so he'd be... You live in the wrong place, buddy.
In a live televised press conference, what happened was he said some curse words when he was reading some texts of the alleged victim.
Well, then he's quoting then.
Well, yeah.
You gonna play it?
But you can't say it on TV, you know?
Well, don't ask for a fucking quote then.
McKinney. Create attack. And she said the following, among other things. She called Taylor, texted Taylor, and said, OMG, I just fucked my boss. We have examined 10,000.
And we do want to apologize for the foul language from
you
State
better.
Delegate Joe Morrissey, who you just heard live speaking outside.
Like
the
I
Reichel
said,
County
don't ask for fucking quotes
about,
then.
Allegations of the crime.
People don't understand what a quote is. You want me to paraphrase? I'll paraphrase.
Yeah,
man, I just had sex with my boss. I'm paraphrasing. You want a fucking quote? I'm going to give you a motherfucking quote.
I don't think they had a discussion with him, but he couldn't say on the air.
They didn't. And who the fuck is that guy that doesn't know you really shouldn't say fuck on the air? They frown on that.
Well, to him, he's on a stairway of a fucking law or court building. He's not on TV in his head.
That is true. He might not even see the cameras there.
Listen,
I'm talking here. I'm talking to adults. I could say
if I'm in a press conference, it's your fucking problem.
Yeah, it's on you.
Either put a delay or tape it and put it on the news later, but I don't give a shit.
It's true. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. Really, yeah, delay. 7-second delay. You know, you bleep it and do whatever the fuck you want, dude.
No, we gotta be live, so we're the first ones to get his fucking dumb speech.
Yeah, meanwhile, I don't work for you.
And why was reading that text message gonna get him off the hook?
Was that the guy who was fucking the secretary?
He was very similar looking to Anthony Weiner too.
They're all the same, man.
Yeah, you know, I guess if you look like that, you're gonna have sex with your young girls if you're married.
Young girls. Yeah, she's an adult. Dude likes fucking. I don't know.
I know it said he was gonna get in trouble for it, so I guess.
Well, I mean, let's just say she can give consent. Like maybe you know she's of appropriate age. That it is immoral, so I mean, you would get fired.
But they said he was getting charged with sexual misconduct. So,
Yeah, I don't know what age of consent. I'm not even sure where he is. What state was he in?
Virginia. We'll have to look it up. You know what it could be? It could be like 17 is just sexual misconduct, and you know, 16 and under is, or whatever, 15 and under is.
Who knows?
Is statutory rape?
There really should be a law across the board, across the whole country.
Nah, states don't like that.
That's kind of stupid, you know? Like, I'm going to go on a fucking...
That's not a government... It's in the, you know...
No, I understand.
Marriage, all that stuff is all state.
It's just weird that, like, I'm fucking my 16-year-old girlfriend in this state. Perfectly fine. I go two states over, I'm in jail.
Well, Mark, if you make an honest woman of her, you're good in any state. You can, I mean, if you can get it signed, it's all
right. Well, you have to get sign over ownership from her parents over
no,
to you.
No, not 16. 16, you can get married in most states.
Can you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Can we get married here? New York State?
If you want, we'll go. Let's go right now.
I don't mean you. No offense.
I believe so. I don't know. I never tried marrying a 16-year-old or anyone for that matter. So. Huh. Up next, we have our new favorite.
She ain't my favorite. I don't even like her. Don't go and put that on me.
Well, she's our new vlogger we play because our other one stopped. They got a boyfriend and stopped vlogging.
No, she doesn't have time.
Yeah. This one is from the other
Typical
day.
Girl.
And it has 10 views. We're the 11th viewer of this beautiful video. And it's called The Collective Hall, which until we played this a couple seconds to see if it was okay, we didn't know what that was. But apparently, mostly girls go online and tell you what they bought that day.
Yeah, it's like a fucking YouTube thing. There's like a shitload of girls with what their haul was.
Yeah, I have a couple short other examples too, but I'll play this one first because this is our girl. Our new girl.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Holly Bell, okay? We'll never play you again.
Yeah, if you put us something new, we will.
At some point, she's going to put a video about how she's single again and she loves it.
I know.
I love when single girls go on about, or single guys, either way. Most guys don't say it, though, but...
They don't. It's a girl
Girls
thing.
Will go on about how great it is to be single.
Oh,
I want to be
yeah,
single.
Yeah, I'm single.
I want to be single. They'll post, like, 10 best things about being a single woman in the summer.
I know.
It's like, who are you trying to convince?
It's bullshit. Everyone lies to themselves constantly, and they're just all they do is just try and convince themselves of shit. Like, I know the fucking truth, all right? You didn't want to break up with that dude in the first place. You're fucking miserable now. You fucking get over it. I don't care.
Here we go.
Hey, guys! So, I'm going to be doing a collective haul video for you today, and this is, like, a lot of it was from today, not gonna lie, but it's for my 16th birthday. My grandma decided that she bought me my gloss ring, and then she took me shopping.
Well, unless she got something for her 16th birthday, like, 3 years later.
We spent a lot of money.
I never opened it up.
So,
here's a present for your 16th
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, and I'm not
I'm
trying
23.
To brag. I think that just sounded
Yeah, well, I didn't, did I give
really
you something
correct,
for your 16th birthday? No,
brag.
I didn't. So here you go.
I wouldn't have been able
Don't
to
be
get
so
any
fucking
of the
ungrateful.
Stuff if it wasn't for my grandma.
And girl, quit,
so
like, clapping your hands and shit.
They all do this. It's a nervous thing.
Like, fucking do something
so
else.
The first thing
Start
I
twitching,
got
at least twitching a silence.
Backpack, which I actually bought myself from Route 21. It was $20, and I just really like it. I got it a while ago, though.
No wonder why there's only 10 views.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares what
then
you
I
bought
got
today?
Some running shoes, which I also got a little bit ago.
Why she stretch her words?
I don't
running
know.
Shoes.
I got them on sale for, like, $40. That is
bucks.
So good for Nike.
Maybe,
I know. Like, if
where
you don't, like,
I don't know
I
where she is,
bad,
but wherever she lives, that's how they talk.
Nikes,
her and Holly Bell should get together with her crazy accents.
I'm not a very athletic
Where
person,
is she anyway?
So just
I don't
be
know. She hasn't beat Ridiculous.
Excuse me, I would just be wearing these
yet.
To the
that's,
gym.
Yeah, you're not
I
even saying how she
clean,
says
like,
it.
So well other than the bottom,
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But, like, I clean these
she says ridiculous.
And BBs.
Because I just really want to keep them in good shape.
Like
and
you have
I
a BB gun,
any,
putting
like,
BBs in there. She
in
said
them,
it like that.
Really, unless I'm like going running, obviously. But.
I don't do any outdoor activities with my shoes.
Then,
so you have shoes for your
I
house?
I know. I have running shoes for the
15,
bathroom.
And I got these at a local boutique in Cocoa Village, which is a little shopping.
Man,
6 minutes later.
Ooh, shit! She's showing bikini
and
bottoms.
Print. I think they're cute.
That yeah,
super
so
awesome
do
for
I.
Summer
super
great.
Awesome
so,
for summer, Mark.
Awesome.
Or winter.
So,
I mean, whenever
okay.
you
want
to get in a bikini, I'm good with that.
Medium.
According to Mike, I can marry you.
So just so you get a taste of what these are like, here's another girl. This one's from a few years ago. Pauline L. She's doing a collective haul.
Apparently they've been doing this fucking haul shit for a while, huh?
It said on Wikipedia, 2007 to 2010 was when it's at the height of its popularity.
Hmm.
Hey everybody, so today's video is going to be a haul, and this is going to be a collective haul because I haven't made a video
If you're watching this
at
home,
time,
she's a fucking geek.
And I've been just buying stuff, and I'm just collecting it, so I want to make a huge haul, and this is going to be the haul.
Yeah,
been
the haul.
Haul.
I got you.
Time, so I
How many more times can you say haul?
Alright, so, most of the We're stuff I did was paid by my own money.
Well, that's good.
I stole some of it.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot, but...
I bought
okay,
one
so
thing.
Let's just get started. Well,
Here's a pack of gum I bought today. We should do a haul with like really
so
cheap stuff.
No, I'd be like
Blistex.
One thing.
Yes,
wow.
Blistex. I love Blistex.
She just took our joke.
And this is
Cost
the Lip Medic
cents.
Blistex.
That's not much of a haul.
And it's the blue one.
A haul implies it's a lot of shit. Like, you had to haul that stuff in here.
You had a wheelbarrow full of shit.
Oh, my God, man. It's through my back out bringing this shit in here, but here it is.
You buy this, and the cashier's like, do you want a bag? Like, no,
that's okay.
I'll carry those Tic Tacs out. Thanks.
So, it's really, really good for your lips, especially if you have cold sores.
Like me?
If you have herpes?
Great, but
how do you have herpes? You're like 12.
For your lips, and I just love putting it on.
Started sucking dick early.
I also have the
conditioner. That's what I want to know. Can you get cold sores without ever, like, being in contact with another human? Can you just have them? I guess you can get them from your mom, I've heard.
Well, when you make out with your mom.
No, but probably. I heard you can get them from your parents, like, when you're a baby.
Yeah, I mean, shit travels.
So I don't know.
You can get anything.
And this is
also good when you have your herpes sores in your mouth.
Aloe, I think, and like coconut.
Alloy. There's alloy in there. Some
and
kind of metal.
Also,
but is she everything? Is she buying for her lips?
So next thing I have, my mom went to the body shop and she got me a body butter, but I hate it, so I'm not gonna use it. So I might give it to someone as a gift. And
here
it's
really
called Almond
this. Merry
and
Christmas.
Shea body butter.
Here's some body butter. Now get in the oven and cook.
5 ounces.
What the fuck is that noise?
It smells like...
Is she putting
like
noise in the back? Or noise? Music in the background?
It's like a shark tooth, but it isn't. It's green.
This is the worst haul I've ever seen.
I know.
I've only seen one other haul.
And it's just
yeah,
really
but
pretty.
She has shit.
It goes on for 16 minutes. I wonder what she's doing at the end. That's pretty delay now.
I know.
They have buckles on the back. And I don't know how much they were.
You have no information for us. Half your items are like $1. Horrible.
She has pants that she doesn't know how much they were. Did you buy them then? That's not really a haul then.
And another one
she didn't buy.
From 4 years ago. This is the Megan makeup. And this is her MAC Lush and Pink haul.
Hey guys. Today I'm going to be doing a MAC Lush and Pink
haul.
How
old is this?
And
4 years old. So she's probably of age.
Oh my, yeah, I was thinking that. She is. Good news.
So I basically went to the mall.
Oh.
And this mall is like 30 minutes away, so it's like the big mall in my like city. So we went there.
City's what
and,
it's called, huh? Okay.
I just
she's having a tough time articulating.
I had a lot of fun.
Sounds
kind of
shitty
me,
because whenever she talks, you're static.
And she
little
bought
bit.
Most of these items. So thank you, mommy. I love you so much. And yeah, let's get started.
Yeah, let's do it.
First, I'm gonna start off with Lush. Isn't this like an adorable bag? It's like
she has a really worried face.
Every Lush video I
see,
she's
so worried.
What
she done? Some people just have
like
their baseline expression.
Is there a guy holding a gun up? Show us your haul, bitch.
Most of the products.
Their baseline expression is like an emotion. It's like no matter what they're feeling, their face is always that emotion. Like maybe you're lucky and it's happy. Or maybe you're unlucky and it's sad, angry, nervous.
I got 2 bath bombs.
But that's what your face always looks like, no matter what.
She got a bag and a bag and a bag.
Don't know what this is called.
Merry Christmas! And there's a picture, and she just looks really nervous.
Smells like amazing.
Amazing is not a smell.
So.
Smells like amazing, Mark.
Really?
Maybe
it smells. This thing smells just like amazing.
Wait a minute. Invent something and call it amazing. And like, work for Yankee Candle. Call it amazing.
Another bath bomb. And this is Cinders. And,
Cinders. I set myself on fire and hear the cinders.
Pop rock things on the top. This smells like cinnamon goodness. It's like a warm, kind of spicy scent.
You know what? I heard that.
And I just love this. I'm going to use it tonight.
There was trouble with all that,
It's just going to be amazing.
Bath beads. Like in the soap?
Next,
yeah, they don't like it because it goes into the water. It goes into the water.
Yeah, because it just yeah goes in the drain and gets into the water supply.
Look at those bath beads. They're just plastic. So that's...
So what was the point of that then? It's you fucking put plastic on my soap.
Yeah, because it gives like texture, you know, to like scrub you.
I guess,
That's all that soap you have to... what do you call
exfoliate?
It? Exfoliate.
There's
that's
like
all
sand in there?
Sand. Well, yeah, you can use sand, but they have it's like little plastic beads. So that was... getting your haul. Speaking of crazy people, these guys did a show called What Up the Truth About Dinosaurs. Creation Today is the name of the program.
You said What Up the Truth.
What?
What Up the Truth, motherfucker!
It's a show called Creation Today, and this episode is entitled What Is the Truth About Dinosaurs?
Everybody wants to know about dinosaurs. What is the truth about dinosaurs? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Creation Today show from Pensacola, Florida. I'm one of your hosts, Eric Hovind, and I'm joined by the incredibly smart and talented Paul Taylor.
And I thought that was a reference
to dinosaurs.
Could
you just introduce me that way? Because
I did.
Well,
I mean,
talking about dinosaurs,
how do we know he's incredibly smart and talented just because that other dude said so?
The Bible says about them.
Just say that about me.
Your host,
and then
host
that'll be fact.
Going to be answering loads of questions on dinosaurs to show his knowledge of them.
Oh, really? This ought to be interesting. Remember, we believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. You can get loads more information at
By the way, just, you know, we're fucking idiots.
That's what he says.
I know. You can't just say something scientifically accurate if scientists can't prove it. That's what being scientifically accurate means, that it can be proven. None of that shit can be. But they just throw that word in there for the hell of it. So, that's cool. Get on with it, man.
Today's show is focusing on dinosaurs.
How many times are you going to tell us this?
Guys, you just
want to
cuddle up.
Listen, I went away, made a sandwich, and I'm back. I need to be. Need a recap.
Well, we love dinosaurs, and I know that we've mentioned dinosaurs on this show before, but we really can't talk about dinosaurs enough, can we?
No. I mean, so many people have questions about these things because they're going, okay, there's so much... Let's start by saying there's a lot of misinformation out there about dinosaurs.
There is a huge amount of misinformation about dinosaurs.
All right, let me hear it.
Things that people don't understand. And in order to make sure that you do understand about dinosaurs and to show you that Mr. Hovind here knows
God,
a great
get
deal
on
about
with it,
dinosaurs,
dude.
I think we're going to put him on the spot again.
Uh-oh.
In something we tried a few weeks ago, a little segment that we call Rapid Response.
You didn't tell me you were going to do it this time, though.
Absolutely.
Really? Well, you had the graphic set up? I think
okay,
you knew.
To answer questions
do
rapidly.
I have it?
You have such a nice set.
I have access to the internet?
I know. A lot of, you know what? A lot of religious nuts, they have, like, it's easy to get money from the parishioners and around there because they fucking pump money into that shit. They're donating constantly.
Yeah, we should just start talking about Jesus, but in a positive way instead of negative. All right, let's see what this rapid response.
Isn't Jesus handsome?
Mm-hmm. I'm not to be.
I love his hair.
I might have to go. And
you
watch
know,
my
he uses like a lot of conditioner.
But you're gonna have
leaves it in
two
for like
minutes
an hour.
In which to answer as many questions or respond.
Get
to
the fucking thing.
No,
as many as you can.
Man, they're dragging
this
shit out.
Begins now. When were dinosaurs created?
On day six of creation is when most of them were created that are called dinosaurs. Some that we would kind of consider dinosaurs, like the plesiosaurus, would be more like a water creature. That would have been day five of creation.
But surely, haven't dinosaurs been carbon dated to be millions of years old?
No, carbon dating's a flawed theory. Dinosaurs actually have always lived with man. If we go to our ultimate authority, they have found footprints of dinosaurs and man together. They have found bones of dinosaurs
Who's
with man
the ultimate
together.
Authority?
I don't think we can say that.
No, but the Bible doesn't have anything about fucking footprints.
Well, yeah, but that was it. That was, he was just saying all one. He's doing rapid response, Mark. Come on. All
right, I'm just trying to weed my way through this shit.
Millions of years ago. No.
But surely, as a Christian and a creationist, we shouldn't be telling people about dinosaurs because they never really existed. They were monsters, weren't they?
Why
the
is that other dude asking the host? Because I thought the dude with the glasses was the expert, and this dude was just the host. So why is he asking him?
I think they're always the host. They're both.
Oh,
on the
show. Okay. I thought it's like. Yeah, well, I really don't know what's going on here. I mean, it's all bullshit anyway, so
but
it doesn't
I like
matter.
Hearing this guy's answer because they're just so ridiculous. I would think this is a joke almost.
I would do this as a sketch.
Like, really? The sixth day the dinosaurs were created?
Well, I would do this as a joke. But, I mean, they're serious, so.
All right.
Record.
No, they were definitely real. We do actually dig up their bones, these T-Rex teeth. You actually do find these. They're real. They weren't put here to fool us. It's interesting. These facts actually line up perfectly with what God's word already teaches us about how God made the world. So no.
Why is that? Because I said so.
To fool us. They fit perfectly with God's word and what the Bible teaches us about dinosaurs.
Why? Well, did he repeat him? Did you hit the back button?
Then? No. Or
did
the you word say dinosaur is a brand new himself. Word invented in 1841. Before they were ever called dinosaurs, they used to be called dragons, and there are thousands of legends of people killing dragons, and there's been, in recent history, in the last 2 to 3 years, there's been tons and tons of books written on dragons, and how dragons have always lived with man. Matter of fact, Animal Planet did a series recently on dragons
kinda
and
don't
dinosaurs,
think dragons
and they
are real.
Said in their promotion
I would assume,
said, we're not
you know, in ancient times, maybe somebody saw, like, a dinosaur skeleton somewhere, just, like, you know, found a skull or something, and they just kind of made that shit up
the
around
word
it?
Tannin in the Hebrew is used in Job chapter 40. It's translated behemoth, but in the original, it's tannin, and we believe that is the word for dinosaur.
Biff Tannin
or
from Back to the Future.
Have you ever seen a dinosaur?
Well, No, I have never seen a dinosaur.
So we don't.
These guys.
Can we be done with these guys?
Yeah, I'll post it online if you want to watch the whole 30-minute show of bullshit.
No thanks.
I kind of would like to watch it.
You know what? I don't need to be fucking
I feel bad for these guys because they seem like they actually believe this bullshit. But
don't feel bad for them. You know why? Because they feel bad for you. They feel sorry for you. That's how they look at it. Because you're so deluded. You're so misinformed. You don't get it. You don't understand. I know the truth. This isn't what I believe. This is what is. And you're just living your life, believing all the hype, believing all the lies. I feel bad. You're going to go through your whole life like that?
But it's really just... They really believe the Earth is 6,000 years old? Really?
Yeah, this book said so.
Right.
That's it.
The worst part is that they're teaching kids. Somebody's putting this video on for their kid and go, here you go.
Yeah, I know.
All right. That's why they get homeschooled, because they know if they go to school and say that shit, people are like, what? All right, let's go to...
Hey, anyone who homeschools your kids, you're a crazy fucking person, and you're attempting to raise crazy people. Make little crazy people. Anyone who's homeschooled is fucking insane. And if you're homeschooled, you're crazy too. Next.
We're going to Glastonbury. It's an awesome festival in England where lots of bands play. But the one we are focusing on is Yoko Ono, whose Plastic Uno band played a song called Don't Worry, Kyoko. And it is a classic.
Do you think she ever plays the game Uno?
I would hope so.
It's like Ono and Uno. I'm digging it so far.
These guys in our band, man, they're just like, we have a gig. All right, don't worry about it. We'll just play along.
Yeah, I'm with it. Sounds pretty good. I'm bobbing my head.
Some people in the crowd are bobbing their head. They're into it.
Yeah. All right. Is there anyone on the fucking planet who has cashed in more than her? I'm just one person with talent. She married a dude who had talent 300 years ago.
And by the way,
never let go. She's constantly cashing in on it.
Chances are they would have been divorced long ago.
If he never was killed, oh my god. Yeah, you wouldn't have no idea who the fuck she is. If they were never together, and you hear this song, be like, is this a fucking joke? But meanwhile, she's given respect because of who she married.
By the way, I will say, she looks good for 80-some years old.
Yeah, you know, Asians. A lot of them hold up.
Now, who's a better singer, me or Yoko Ono?
Why do you keep saying Uno? It's Ono.
Yoko Ono, Ono.
No, oh, like, oh no, here she is! Like that.
So who's a better singer, me or Yoko Ono?
I'm gonna say her, but it's close. But that's what makes me angry.
I love you.
It's such bullshit. Just because she married him, your husband died 100 years ago. I'm giving you respect. I'm calling you an artist. You're playing a fucking like a major concert.
How does she have an accent still? She doesn't want
to lose the accent, that's why. It's a conscious effort to lose the accent, and she doesn't want to make the effort. I mean, that's fine for her.
You know what I've always wondered? Does she date people? Because you know some guy's trying to cash in.
You know what? Probably not.
But she's got a fortune that she's going to be, you know, I guess we'll go to her son if no one else is around.
It's a lot of older ladies, they just kind of shut down sexually. Like, they don't need it. It's like, whatever.
Not Yoko, she's totally sexual. I mean, you could see her nude with John Lennon. She had a big hairy bush.
When was that?
In the 70s?
Yeah. When is it now? Thank you. Yeah, she's fucking done.
That was Yoko Ono's song.
So if I were to marry someone with talent, let's say I married...
Katy Perry.
Yeah, she can sing. And then I start putting out albums and I sound like shit. But people are just going to be buying my songs and just eating that shit up. Like, oh my god, did you hear the new Mark D? It's fucking awesome.
Speaking of Mark, Mark thinks he's an excellent yodeler.
I actually don't.
If you listen to the end of the show, you'll hear his yodel.
Yeah.
Give him an example.
Yodel-le-hee-hoo.
Well, this guy thinks he can one-up Mark.
Yeah, fuck that.
Franzel Lang.
It's funny. I mean, who gives a fuck about yodeling?
You do, apparently.
Besides me? Like, what country? Like, the Swiss? It's very few. Because it's not really a talent. There's like one corner of the globe thinks that's something. So if you can yodel, I would suggest go there.
Don't be angry because this guy's a better yodeler than you. If he was worse than you, you'd be like, yodeling is the greatest thing in the world. I am so good.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Dude, you know what? With a little bit of practice, I can probably yodel just as good as that fucking dude.
By the way, maybe I'll post that video too. Somebody put together so there's 10 hours of yodeling on YouTube.
You know what?
If you have a party, just
play. I was going to say, if I had a party, that would just be it, man. Hit play and there you go.
And you do it in a way so no one can go turn it off. Like, you lock it in a room and see how long people stay.
Yeah, well, you don't have to crank it. It's for ambiance. Yodeling ambiance.
I want a social experiment.
Yeah.
And this week's song of the day was a song that I loved when I was a kid called Unskinny Bop Poison from the Flesh and Blood album.
I used to like it too.
I love this song, and you'll hear it later in the song, because in the middle he goes, "What the hell is going on?" To me, that was like the biggest swear word ever.
Oh my God, you hear this guy?
I know. Because I'm lucky my parents didn't take the tape away when they heard that.
If they heard the H word, whew, fuck that, man. Gone. I mean, this is a classic 80s song. If you want an example of 80s music...
80s hair metal.
Yeah, you play this.
I remember they played it in the roller rink. We used to skate around to it.
You know what?
Song. Let's go.
All these guys have the hair to prove it, too. If you were a band in the 80s, but you didn't have the hair, but you were playing this music... Would people just think you're ridiculous? What the fuck is this?
I assume that there was people who just looked like them. Because it's like the style, like grunge era, people just wore flannel shirts.
Yeah.
Probably in the late 80s, there's a lot of guys, who, especially in like LA and stuff,
do you think you just
have the teased hair and tight pants.
But do you think you just bought a wig? Like, I have short hair. You know how long that's going to take me to fucking grow my hair out like that?
No,
I don't even know if I can.
All these videos are always the same. It was them playing, and then... You know, they had some hot chicks around.
Well, yeah, that video's now.
Frosting. And the best part is when they do a slow song, it would be them playing a fast song, but in slow motion. And to show the trials and tribulations of the road.
You know what? I bet you there were bands that just didn't have long hair, so they just wore wigs. And you can't tell the difference.
Could be.
Don't go pulling on my hair.
Listen, I don't know. Too late to check now. They're all bald now.
Yeah, it's true.
And Bret Michaels of Poison, he almost died like 3 times. Got like bad heart condition, diabetes.
Really? He looked like in good shape too.
Back then, but he literally almost, he was so close to dying a couple years ago.
All the drugs.
And he did, and he passed out in a show like a couple weeks ago because of his diabetes. He had one of those, like, he had low blood sugar and he passed out on stage.
He should have had a Snickers bar before the show. That's on him, man.
Would you be like, if you went, you like, you really liked the guy and you bought a ticket to the show and he passed out? Would you be kind of pissed that you wasted your money?
Well, yeah,
you...
I want to see the fucking show!
Or would you be worried because that's your guy, you know?
I mean, me personally, I would be fucking pissed. Like, hey, do you think I paid $60 to watch you being put on a fucking stretcher, dude? Because I didn't.
Listen, you could tell I was there the night Tiny Tim croaked. Because Tiny Tim died on stage, so...
You know,
I was there.
That would be a story to tell, but meanwhile, can I have my money back?
You'd be standing around waiting for someone to mention Tiny Tim. Which hardly ever happens anymore.
I know.
Someone will say, oh, that tiny thing. Oh, did you say Tiny Tim? I was at Tiny Tim's last concert.
No, you know what? I'd be mentioning it a lot during the Christmas season. If anyone talking about the Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Is it Tiny Tim's in that?
Yeah.
The character?
Speaking of Tiny Tim, remember the singer, the weird-looking singer guy? I was at his last concert.
Actually, I don't know what you're talking about. Tiny Tim, the little kid with the crutches? No. There's a singer? A real ugly, giant dude? Long
kind of a weirdo?
No, never heard of him.
Asexual, possibly? Really, I don't know.
Asexual what? Asexual deviant?
No, I don't think he ever had sex, that guy. He was always marrying chicks, but never, like, fucking them. He was a real weirdo.
I'm a married man. That's it. I just like getting married. That's my thing.
We could play Tiptoe Through the Tulips sometime.
Yeah, it's alright.
Well, you're tiptoeing through the tulips.
Oh my god.
Go to thehotshotwizkids.com. Visit the site. That's it for Pop Ups this week.
Yes. And I'm going to give Mike Lane Jr. speaking lessons.
Blah, blah,
so stay
blah.
Tuned to ConchOutWizKids.com.